Theatre Royal. The very name summons up something of grandeur and eloquence, and it was. Hosted by Laurence Olivier, these big-name productions also included the creme de la creme of acting talent, from John Gielgud, Ralph Richardson and Orson Welles, to Trevor Howard, Michael Redgrave and Olivier himself. They were based on works by the world's leading authors, among them Charles Dickens, Henry James, Oscar Wilde and Anton Chekhov. These are but a few of whose company we shall be keeping as we raise the curtain on our first instalment of theatrical history.
The National Broadcasting Company presents, transcribes Sir Laurence Olivier in Theatre Royal.
This is Laurence Olivier. Today our play is comedy, but a comedy with a difference, for it is written with the cynical hothouse artificiality of Oscar Wilde. Many of you may already be familiar with the famous short story upon which our play is based, but in any case, may I suggest that the importance of being earnest is a consideration not required by the audience. The place is Edwardian England, and I myself shall play the title role in Oscar Wilde's Lord Arthur Savile's Crime. It was Lady Windermere's last reception before Easter, and Bentinck House was even more crowded than usual. The guests included 6 cabinet ministers, a prima donna, a perfect bevy of bishops, and it was said that at one time the supper room was absolutely crammed with geniuses. Also among the guests was the Duchess of Paisley. Debrett credits her with 3 husbands, but as she never changed her lover, the world had long ago ceased to talk scandal about her. During the latter part of the evening, I found myself in the picture gallery with my hostess and the Duchess. Lady Windermere was telling us of her latest protégé.
Dear Gladys, you are always so original.
But my dear Duchess, I can't live without my farmer. He comes to see my head twice a week and is most interesting about it. I must certainly introduce him to you.
Oh, you don't mean to say he's here.
Of course he is here. I wouldn't dream of giving a party without him. He tells me I have a pure psychic hand, and if my thumb had been just the least bit shorter, I should have been a confirmed pessimist and gone into a convent.
Oh, I see. He tells fortunes, I suppose.
My dear Duchess, surely Providence can resist temptation by this time. Now, if someone doesn't go and fetch Mr. Podgers at once, I shall go myself.
Let me go, Lady Windermere.
Oh, thank you so much, Lord Arthur. But I'm afraid you wouldn't recognize him. Oh, there he is. Mr. Podgers. Ah, Mr. Podgers. I want you to tell the Duchess of Paisley's hat. Duchess, you must take your glove off.
Oh, dear Gladys, I really don't think it is quite right.
Nothing interesting ever is. But I must introduce you. Duchess, this is my pet farmer. And this is Lord Arthur Savile, Mr. Podgers.
How do you do?
Now, Mr. Podgers, if you tell the Duchess she has a larger mountain of the moon than I have, I'll never believe in you again.
I'm sure, Gladys, there's nothing of the kind in my hand.
Oh, but your Grace is quite right. The mountain of the moon is not developed. Now, let me see. Yes, you live to a great age, Duchess, and extremely happy. Ambition, very moderate. Line of intellect, not exaggerated. Line of
Do be indiscreet, Mr. Potter.
Oh, nothing would give me greater pleasure. If the Duchess ever had been, but I'm sorry to say that I see a great deal of permanence of affection combined with a strong sense of duty.
Thank you, Mr. Podgers.
You have told the Duchess's character admirably, and now you must tell Lord Arthur Savile.
Oh, yes.
Be sure to tell him something nice, because he's one of my special favorites. Gather round, everyone. Mr. Podgers going to tell Lord Arthur's hand. Come, Arthur, show Mr. Podgers your hand. But I warn you, if we find out that you have a bad temper, a tendency to gout, or a wife living in Bayswater, I shall tell your dear little Sybil about it.
I am not afraid. Sybil knows me as well as I know her. There you are, Mr. Podgers.
Well, why doesn't he say something?
He looks so strange.
What is it? What do you see?
I'm waiting, Mr. Podgers.
We're all waiting.
It's the hand of a very charming young man.
Of course it is. But will he be a charming husband? That's what I want to know.
Within the next few months, Lord Arthur will go on a voyage.
Oh, yes, his honeymoon, of course.
And lose a relative.
Oh,